Harper Audio presents Proof of Guilt by Charles Todd, performed by Simon Preble.
Chapter 1. Funchal Harbour, Madeira, the 3rd of December, 1916. He couldn't remember later what had taken him down to the harbour. Now, staring out at the masts of the CS Dacia, the British cable-laying ship, he found himself thinking about England. Dacia was said to be diverting the overseas cable in an attempt to deny the Germans access to it. Whether it was true or not, he didn't know. But she and the French gunboat Surprise had brought the war home to him in an unexpected and unwelcome fashion. England had been at war since August 1914, but Portugal, and by extension Madeira, had remained neutral in spite of a centuries-old alliance with Britain. In spite, as well, of clashes with Germany in the Portuguese colony of Angola in Africa. Neutrality was one of the reasons he'd decided to live here. His grandmother had been a Quaker by conviction, and he himself held strong views about war and the waste it brought in its wake. He turned to look upward. Madeira was volcanic, its climate temperate and its soil fertile. A paradise of flowers which his mother had loved. Clouds were beetling down the mountainside, concealing the heights, but on a promontory to the far side of the bay, he could still see the tower of his house. Three stories, like most in Funchal, and in his eyes far more handsome than the house where he'd grown up in Essex. It was his late grandfather, Howard French, his father's mother, who had introduced him to the wine business here. He'd come as a boy and stayed as a man. An exile, but a happy one. A flash spun him round.